What's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in sweltering Nashville, Tennessee. It's very, very hot today. Here with my homie Nick Ham from the band Citizen. If you guys haven't heard of Citizen yet, you're welcome. What's going on, Nick?
What's up, man? How are you?
Dude, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys today. And this is awesome. Circus Survive AFI
yeah.
tour.
Dude,
awesome.
It's been incredible.
Dude, this is great. So we'll get right to it because we don't have a ton of time.
Sure.
However, in previous gear videos, I've seen you playing Mexican Telly.
Yes.
And it looks like you got some. Is this it?
This is it.
Okay, so
there
this
she is.
This is more of the number one now, then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is just a Mexican jazz master.
Cool.
Classic player. As you can see, I haven't really upgraded at all. It's just kind of a sidestep.
Sure.
But I love it.
Is this stock?
Yes, it is.
So you haven't done anything to
stock.
It? Yeah.
Right.
Man, I'm a fan. Like, you know. People want to talk, but I have lots of Mexican Fender products
yeah.
that are great. They're just great. You know, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Did you have it set up or anything, or is it like?
Yeah, I have it set up when we go into the studio. Which actually, when we go into the studio with Will Yip, usually I kind of base my gear off of his fondness of what I'm playing.
Ah,
you know,
I see.
And this guitar, he loved it, and he suggested getting one. I like that they're cheap. And
easy to find parts for.
Yeah,
totally.
He loves it, and he thought I should get one, so I just got one on a whim, and I love it. And I play it for almost every song. I play it on all across the new record.
So are you just switching in case you break a string?
It's actually for a different tuning.
Tuning. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I've got one very, very similar. Are you messing with the jazz circuit at all? This guy up here?
I'm not.
You're not. Okay,
not.
I leave mine on. Yeah. I totally get that. Yeah.
Actually,
the new modern players, I think, are the professional standard series. I think is what
right.
they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They just took it out altogether, which I kind of
right.
dig. I think it's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So this is the number one.
This is the number one.
And then we got this Telly. Here, let me grab this for you.
Yes. That's number two.
That's like number three. Just a stock.
Get that thing.
I hate it. You don't love it.
I play it in a lower tuning, which I hate playing in the lower tuning.
What's the tuning?
Drop C.
What song are you playing that on?
That is for all the old songs. All the
okay.
songs
Everything
off
like youth.
Our record Youth.
Okay,
yeah.
gotcha, cool. Speaking of Youth, man, I really enjoyed that record, thought it was great.
Thank you very much.
Incredible, I mean, what a record. And then Everybody's Going to Heaven
yes.
came out, and I was like,
yes.
whoa, this is like, so one of the questions I've
pretty
been thinking,
drastic.
It's a huge difference. So what
yeah.
was the what caused the departure?
Not you know,
necessarily
I think,
a departure, but a honing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just in general, kind of constantly growing. We're a pretty young band, so
right.
you know, every time that we go to write a record, we're probably listening to new bands.
Different stuff.
You know,
sure.
and I think that's probably the biggest adjustment. You know, when we wrote Youth, we were 17, 18. You know, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
But
yeah.
Then writing Everybody's Going to Heaven. You know, we're 19, 20, at least Matt and I.
Sure, so it's
you know,
changing
so we're
quite
just,
a bit.
Yeah. And I think it's cool. I think that's what's cool about Citizen is you're kind of seeing us change in
grow.
Real time,
yeah.
you know, and grow in real time
Which,
as young people do.
I love
know?
It. I think it's rad, man.
Thank you
yeah,
very much. Thank you.
So I think that question leads to an obvious next question. Do you guys have like an older brother that got you into sweet 90s music? Because
we don't.
Obviously, if you haven't heard Citizen, it's very reminiscent of grunge, but mm. updated obviously, but mm-hmm. it just seems like you guys have a taste in music that is way beyond your years. So
Thank
is that
you.
Something that like, do you listen to a lot of grunge or 90s music? Or?
You know, honestly, I really don't. When we went to go write Everybody's Going to Heaven, we were listening to a lot of like touch and go bands, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I was getting into the Jesus Lizard,
cool.
which, you know,
yeah.
the internet will tell you that I was listening to the Jesus Lizard. But, you know, listening to like Laughing Hyenas and things like that. And that was just
sure.
something that was totally not on our radar the first time around. So kind of getting into that in that era was pretty formative, I think,
sure.
of what the record would become.
You can definitely hear it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm so excited. So Ken Andrews, who most of you know from Failure, and is also a sick producer and stuff, he happens to be a friend of mine on Facebook since we did a rig rundown with him. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. However, I see this pop up in my feed that he's working on mixing your new record.
Yeah.
I almost had a cow. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. That's such a perfect fit for where your band is going.
I
think that's rad, man.
We knew right when we first started discourse about the record was, you know, we've gotta have Ken. totally. Mixed this. We love his work. We love Failure. And so we hit him up. We were lucky to have a mutual friend.
That knew him.
Yeah, and so she hooked us up with him. And yeah, he was down to do it, and he seemed really excited about it, which is amazing.
So rad.
I wouldn't expect that, you know.
Well, now we will, I mean, you've had this 800 for a while.
I have.
Just get through it since the house noise is coming on.
Yeah.
Have you modified it or changed it or had it?
I haven't modified it, yeah. I bought it from a friend when I was, I think, like a sophomore or junior in high school. And I've never really had problems with it. You know, I've swapped tubes out, of course, but...
Are you recording with this as well?
That's it, and I'm recording with it too,
that's
yeah.
Killer.
Will actually suggested that I never ever get rid of that amp.
Don't. So I've made that mistake
promise,
before. I'm sure most of you have. Don't
to him that
get
I
rid of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And these Janus cabs are tight, man.
They're
look,
amazing.
They look
yeah.
good. Is this a 412? Just a big
it
body?
Is. Okay, yeah,
cool.
It's 412 with staggered Eminence Legends. Bobby at Janus, who plays in Cloakroom.
Sure.
You know, we just trusted him to do these.
He knows what he's doing,
they're
for sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't go wrong. We were borrowing them on a tour, and right when the tour ended, we immediately hit
we
them
need to
up.
Have these cabs.
Yeah, we gotta have them.
That rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So on to pedals.
Yes.
I've seen your board before. It doesn't look terribly different.
No, it's pretty similar.
It's pretty similar.
There's a few changes. Probably
I see the Pog is new.
Yeah, probably the biggest difference is the addition of the Pog.
Is that something you're using on newer songs?
I am using it on newer songs, and there's actually songs that I'm using it almost the entire song.
Really?
Yeah, which is
with both octaves, or
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no kidding. Yeah.
And I really think it
fills a sonic space,
transforms
right.
what I'm doing. You know, I think if you heard the song without it, it's a completely different
totally
song.
Weird,
you know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been loving that, and it's just fun to play with, and that's really what I'm looking for in pedals. You know, is just you know,
have
what can I it. Toy around with,
totally.
And what can I have fun with, and that's pretty much, you know, what my board is.
I love the Freeze, that's like one of the most fun pedals to
Thank
play
you.
With
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy Grail, obviously, that's kind of a...
Of course.
It's a very common...
I have
see
to
that
swap them out kind of a lot, but I
yeah.
just love them so much that, you know, once they break, I'm like, I'm just going to get a new one, I'm not going to upgrade.
And so DD3, is that something you grew up playing? Or like, why not a DD6 or 7 or, you know?
You know, I actually had a friend getting rid of it, and he gave it to me. And I didn't really want it for traditional delay usage. I just wanted it for noise. So I have the
so between songs
E level up. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got the feedback up and the delay time all the way down.
I see that. That's cool.
And it just, you know, makes crazy noise.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
I can tune while it's going. There's no silence, you know, and I love it.
Kick it on and let it roll. Not
yeah,
like the Freeze
absolutely.
Pedal with the momentary switch where
absolutely.
You have to hold it on.
Right, yeah.
And then I noticed your chorus pedal is kind of set a little strange too.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
on a lot?
Not so much with the newer stuff. Yeah,
gotcha.
I kind of made a conscious effort on the new stuff to use less effects. I just wanted to be more direct
rock.
In my playing. Yeah, more rock. And so, as of late, I'm using less of it, but in the older stuff, I'm using a lot of chorus.
Very, very cool. So
yeah.
that's still on the board for the older
it's
songs?
Still on the board.
Youth
yep.
and stuff.
Yep.
Big Muff is something I haven't seen on your board before. That.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was interested in getting like a soft tech Big Muff, you know, a green Big Muff. But a lot of people just said, you know, it's not worth taking on tour. It's not worth
Yeah, because it's old
breaking.
And maybe breaking
yeah.
and it's worth a lot of money, yeah.
And they also said that the Nanos are pretty much exactly the same as the big ones.
Same circuit.
So I got one of those just
Very
to
cool.
just to save space, you know.
It's a,
I don't
a,
like loading, so
it's
I don't
a tight
need
little
anything
board,
to
man.
Be heavier.
Kind of has
yeah.
a little bit of everything on it, and it's not too big. I
right.
dig that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, damn, man,
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure to talk
thank
to you.
So
we're
going
to get your brother
me.
And Rylan.
Absolutely.
And,
get him in here.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
All right, now we're on the other side of the stage with Rylan Ohlers, and we're going to talk about his gear. And you got some really, really cool, looks like newer Fender stuff going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
First and foremost, this is the new professional
yeah.
series,
American
right?
American Pro.
American Professional
yeah,
series.
Jazz
yeah,
Jazzmaster. It's like the Seafoam Mystic color.
I love that color.
Yeah.
It's actually, all stock?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually my first Jazzmaster too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything's stock.
That's cool
I
that your first Jazzmaster didn't have
right.
the jazz circuit to
I literally
mess with
got it
yet.
Like 3 weeks ago before the tour, so.
That's
it's my first time like ever gigging with it, so it's pretty cool.
Rules. And those are just the standard jam pickups that come from Fender?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Very cool, very cool. Man, it's got a great look, and the knobs are kind of a...
Right, kind of like retro-ish.
Super retro looking, yeah.
Totally.
Cool. So, is there something that, like, I know you're playing, you've played all kinds of different guitars, but right. Why is the JM your number one right now? Do you love the sound, or more comfortable? Or?
I actually, on the new record, I used a American Professional Jaguar, and I loved how that sounded, but I also used to have a Jaguar, and I kind of hated the sound of it. It wasn't the American Professional, and I was kind of scared. I was like, well, maybe I could just get a Jazzmaster, just because I've always wanted one, too, so mm-hmm. It's like, why not?
They look so sweet.
Right.
Yeah, they really do have a killer aesthetic.
And in the studio, Will actually had one, and I would play it sometimes, and it sounded awesome, so I was just kind of like, I'm just going to
go for it. Yeah, totally. So this is number one now, huh?
Right.
Are you on it most of the night?
For the first half of the set.
And then I play stuff from youth, I guess, right?
Yeah, I play either one of these. Right now it's the Duosonic.
Which is almost like a throwback Mustang kind of shape or something, right?
It's kind of like small. Yeah, it's definitely like a Mustang body. I think the pickguard and the way the pickups are a little different.
And these are the stock pickups that came in it.
Right, yeah. Which this guitar is funny because it's in drop C, but it's short scale. But
so
I got
the
really thick strings on it, which I don't know if that's like good for it.
What gauges are you running on it?
I think it's 56 to 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty manly, beastly string, dude.
Definitely.
And the tension feels normal? Like, is it hard to bend or?
No, it feels normal. It feels like if I'm playing this guitar, sort of.
Rules.
No problems. It hasn't been knocked out of tune or anything. I normally play the Telecaster.
Let me pick this up so everybody can see. Is this like a road worn?
It's road worn by me, because one day I was like, oh man,
relic
like,
the shit out of this thing.
Relic guitars look cool, I'll just go for it, and I kind of went overboard.
But I think
it turned out pretty cool, yeah.
And this is all stock as well.
Yeah, it's like a 98 American Telecaster my dad got me as a gift one day.
And your dad is a touring musician, that's how you like got into guitar, right?
He doesn't really tour, he plays like locally in Toledo. He's like a kind of like a Toledo legend as a musician, so.
What kind of stuff does he play?
He plays everything, like jazz, blues, Americana. He mostly plays like Americana, like folky, and he writes a lot of his own like original music that he plays and
that's cool.
Stuff like
so
that.
It was like kind of in your family. Like I read that doesn't he teach?
He does teach guitar, yes.
Did you learn from him? Is that something that like?
Yeah, he pretty much taught me, he even says this, like he taught me like basic like acoustic chords.
Open chords.
And then one Christmas or like birthday, he got me like a guitar tab book. And I kind of just sat there and taught myself like, I think there were like 311 and like Incubus songs. And I would just sit in my room and just like learn power
rock
chords
out,
and kind of just like listen and like hear what they were doing, you know? And he kind of was like, yeah, he sort of taught himself how to play.
That rules?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is what he did as a kid. So.
Works.
There was no one there
to teach
him.
Obviously doing something right. This rules.
Yeah.
So. Let's move on to amp real quick.
Yep.
You've had that same twin reverb for quite a while, right?
I've had it for 2 or 3 years now.
It looks pretty clean. Do you keep it in a road case?
Yeah, I keep it in the case that it's on. And the wheels are right here, but normally when I play live, I throw it up on here just so it's easier for me to hear when I'm standing across from it.
Have you ever had to backline, like get one in Europe or something like that?
Yeah, anytime we go overseas, I request a twin. Sometimes I get a rocker verb.
Sure, those
and
are great.
And I rock through the clean channel on that, which I used to play an orange Rocker Verb 100 when we first started out as a band. That's like what I had.
Love that amp.
I had it forever and I love it. Yeah, and I just decided one day, I was like, well, I want like a really good clean tone.
And then build your...
obviously like a twin is like the best you can get, I think personally.
Pretty clean,
so.
Yeah.
Clean.
So you're I guess the way you approach tone is to get a clean pedal platform and then affect the tone over here, right?
Exactly.
Let's take a look what you got going on here. Super Ego, Rules.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 360?
It's a looper.
Oh, cool.
It does like 6-minute loops on 11 different channels. So you can like do a different loop on each of those channels. I actually don't use that live. It's like for when I'm at home, just like riffing. And I'll just like save it in there and like riff over it.
Yeah.
Do like a second guitar part. What I mostly use in the set are the Palisades, obviously, which is the overdrive. And probably the Holy Grail Neo, which is the reverb.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite pedal is probably the CE3, the Corsair.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Which I use, and we released a single recently called Jet.
Yep.
And
love
that,
it.
That's the
rules.
Pedal I used in the song to record my guitar.
On the record.
Like the chorusy part here is that one, which like that setting it's on is kind of like tremoly chorus.
Oh, not so.
Right. It's
C-sicky.
Not so like basic like standard chorus. It's kind of like wobbly sounding. I don't know. I love it.
That rolls, man.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a standard Boss flanger.
Oh yeah.
The hoof, that's pretty rad. Are you using that quite a bit?
I only use it for at least in this set list, I use it for one song at the end of the song Silo. Mm-hmm. And it's probably like one of my favorite parts of the set, just because I love how it sounds. It sounds like it's actually maybe the best fuzz I've ever heard. It like sounds perfect, I think, which it's funny because I buy tons of like distortion and overdrive and fuzz pedals, like, and I finally have these two, and like they're the best I've heard, and I like would never swap them out unless one of them broke. I would just get a replacement.
Yeah, I actually have some friends that swear by Palisades.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's a rad pedal. And then I guess the last thing you have is the Stereo Memory Man, huh?
Yeah, that's also one. I only use it once in the set in the song Silo as well, where it kind of, it's just, the part I play is pretty reverby, and I just throw a little bit of delay on to make it a little longer.
Just to kind of swell it out a little bit. And then you guys are both running just using that as a volume knot.
Yeah, which sometimes I'll use the actual guitar volume.
To clean it up a little
bit. Yeah, mostly I just use the pedal.
Well, dang, I think we got it covered.
Sweet.
Anyway, I'm excited. Have an awesome show.
Thanks for
and,
doing
it. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Cool. Awesome. Cool.
Okay, up last but not least, we got the other ham man, the ham bro, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, dude?
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, thanks for doing this, and we really appreciate it. Let's talk bass. This is your number one.
Yeah, this is my number one. I've had this. It's my Fender Jaguar bass, American Standard. Basically, I've had it since 2014.
I was going to say, it's got a little road love on it.
Yeah, it's got a little couple chips back here, you know what I mean? It adds a little character to it.
For sure.
Tone, you can't compete now, because it's all on the chip on the back of the neck. But, no, I bought this kind of wanted to just try something new. I was always playing P basses, and the American Standard Jaguar just had like a little more versatility. It's an active or passive bass.
Oh, with a bull pot or something?
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Basically, I just wanted to try something out. The active, I've never really messed with too much other than just like playing here and there. I like the passive sound a little more, but
you probably notice it live a lot more, right?
Yes.
Are you playing on the active setting live?
No, passive.
Just passive.
Passive.
Okay, I figured that.
I prefer that. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's got like bass and treble boosts and cuts and everything like that, which is really cool, but I kind of just like the classic, just turn two knobs and you're good.
You're
good
to go.
Yeah.
Have you modified this at all? Have you changed anything?
This one I have not. I have another P bass I threw on, like a new bridge and everything like that. The Badass.
Oh, Badass
Bridge.
Yeah.
Which I love it. Actually, I felt like added a bunch of meat to it. To like
really?
The tone in general. Yeah.
No kidding.
Just from the stock bridge, I really
love. I've heard a lot of people swap that as a kind of combat.
Yeah. It was a little more sturdy too. Didn't need as much adjusting and everything like that.
That's killer. But,
yeah, this one I haven't really modded in any way. Just kind of, I've loved it. Especially on our newest record coming out, As You Please. We use this bass a whole bunch, which we didn't in other records. So just a really cool touch, has really good mid-tones and everything like that. And that's what I love. I feel like that's what my main
I mean, your tone is incredible.
Mids,
I think it sounds really, really good. I didn't know how much of that was like in the production of the record or what, but we saw your soundtrack and it sounded super
awesome.
Dope. So we'll talk about pedals here in a second and amps, but this is your...
Honestly,
this is for a different tuning, I'm guessing?
That one's actually also standard. Right now, I'm just using that as kind of my backup bass here just currently. But it's
dude, pretty new. I can still see the plastic on it. Is this something pretty new?
Honestly, if you can get that out, let me know.
good luck, right?
But this is the American Professional P bass.
Two
I've
knobs
had this
the
one.
Truth, man.
Yeah,
it's great.
I've had this one just for like a few months now, but I love it. Super.
Is this just a backup?
Tone. Right now I'm just using it as my backup just because, like I said, this is my number one. I have separation issues when I let it down. So
comfortable with it. Yeah, totally.
But no, I do love this one. Super meaty tones, and I will be using that one coming up when we start busting out newer songs.
Cool.
As they come out.
Well, that's good to know. If you see this one come out, guys, it's going to be some of the newer jams.
Something special.
Very rad. And then if we take a look back here, obviously you guys are rocking the Janus cabs.
Yep.
This rules.
I've got the Janus cabs.
Jesus, it's huge. Has it got like a...
It's 612s, and they're staggered, so it like the height on it.
It's higher than normal. Yeah,
it's absolutely. Just a little insane. I was telling you guys earlier, originally they wanted me to get an 812, but it'd be taller
so
than I am.
Hard to carry
I'm 5'9", and I don't want to carry anything even close to my height. So I'm going to stay with the 612, but it has a really nice tone to it. And then recently added was the Fender Bassman 800.
This looks very nice.
This is my first time gigging with it. I've loved it. I'm still dialing it in. Like every day I'll find something new to just tweak. But yeah, we're just figuring it out and trying something new. Before that, I just used a Sansamp power amp, kind of, and that, super awesome. I had a friend that did it when I was first starting with Citizen, and loved his tone, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
I had a bass player on tour once, and his whole rig shit out.
Yeah.
And he literally ran the Sansamp, and it sounded really, really great.
It's awesome. Yeah. I've actually had one time I had my cab kind of blow out on me. Literally every, it's like
flopping and farting and stuff.
Yeah.
On
so I was like, well, I'm just gonna DI. Awesome.
And you can hear yourself through the monitor.
Exactly.
And it's fine. Rules.
Yeah. That's cool about this too, is it has the DI in the back, so it's just, you just get the straight sound. You don't have to worry about.
So are you giving front of house a clean direct signal from this and pedals?
Yeah, I'm giving them everything.
Cool.
So when it comes out, it's literally what I hear out of my cab, basically.
Gotcha. And speaking of pedals, you got a pretty simple setup. We got a little rat.
Yeah, I got the rat, which is a 92, which in the studio, Will had a rat pedal, and I loved it. And he was talking to me, it has the LM308 chip in it, which only the older models have.
It's a sought-after version of it.
People prefer it. I think the only thing I've noticed is I feel like the low end is still like is brought out with it compared to like a newer model that I've played, where I thought the low end kind of was sucked out of it a little bit.
A lot of effects will kind of do that a little bit, but
that's cool. But that one, I've been super happy. We used it on our record "Everybody's Going to Heaven" just for about every song. And then also for "As You Please," it's used, and that's one thing, I love the crunch to it.
Yeah, and it's definitely got a pretty gnarly tone for sure.
Yeah, it does.
Man, and then the Sansamp.
And then Sansamp, everyone has to have. If you play bass and you don't have a Sansamp, then I don't know what you're doing, because I think it just really rounds out everything. It allows you to really dial
in. For rock music, it's kind of like a go-to. Yeah.
I guess I can't speak for everyone, but rock music, Sansamp is a must-have.
And so I'm guessing the Decimator is on there because of the rat and the Sansamp.
I love the drive and presence, but with that, just comes that buzz. Yeah. So I try to avoid that. I don't want to be that asshole that's annoying everyone. So the noise suppressor, just to make everyone happy.
Totally. Yeah, I totally get that. Do you feel like it sucks your tone a lot, or
the sustain?
For
you'll,
sure.
You'll
It'll
notice, like
you.
Sometimes, like I'll try to turn down in here, and you hit a certain level where that thing just wants to stop it. So that's my only beef. I wish I didn't need it, but.
Playing loud rock music, you kind of almost need
it. If I want my amp turned up, then I'm going to need that.
I've noticed with noise suppression stuff like that, when you roll back, it doesn't react the same, because when you roll back the volume, it kind of like really squashes the tone.
As soon as you hit a certain spot, that thing is just sucking.
Hit the hell out of it
just
to get some noise. Like, Well, cool, man. That's a pretty simple setup.
Yeah. I like to keep it easy and crunchy, so.
Keeping it crunchy. Here with Citizen. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. Stay tuned for more rig rundowns and all kinds of new content coming your way, just about on the daily. See you guys next time.
See you guys.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.